Joining me is the ever wonderful Pinky Beecroft, one of the hosts of Rhubarb. A very good morning to you, Pinky.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm very well, but I've got to ask, why? Why is deception so entertaining?
I don't know. I actually don't know the answer to that, and I've read a lot about it, and I've told a few fibs myself, and I don't know. Last night was the first night of the show, and you just there's something about someone telling you a story and you trying to figure out, do I know this person well enough to know? I watched people change before my eyes who I thought that I knew last night. I think that might be the fun of it.
Is it because some of the best stories are already just got that little veneer of untruth to make them more exciting, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. And the best stories are the ones that your brain, half your brain is thinking, this has to be a lie, it's so implausible. And the other half of your brain is going, I really want this to be the truth. I just want it to be the truth because it's so funny.
Now, with Rhubarb, does the audience actually get to vote on whether it's true or not?
Yeah, we sort of, it's a pretty loose format. and last night there were times when there's two team captains, myself and Kate Jenkinson, who I think you might know Kate from Wentworth. She's one of the stars of Wentworth. She was in Offspring. She was in Hiding. She's just a wonderful actress, but she's also extraordinarily funny. And there were moments she was telling stories where I just looked at the audience and went, you have to decide this one because I have no idea. I wanted a couple of her stories. I wanted them to be lies because they were so strange. I don't know, it was a very funny night last night. Stephen Curry told a couple of stories which were what he described as A-grade filth. last night descended fairly quickly into disgustingness, and I'm hoping tonight's show is slightly more classy, but yeah. Who knows?
Keep it a bit cleaner for the audience out there.
We've got Will Anderson tonight.
Oh, you've got no hope.
We've got Andrew Hansen from The Chaser. Stephen Curry's coming back again. Myself and Kate Jenkinson and Evie from Gogglebox. So it's six reprobates on stage.
I hate to say it, you might get banned for life after tonight's show. This could be all over.
Oh, yeah. There's a segment of the show where an audience member reads out a card. And all the cards that are read out during the night, I have to explain to your audience, how the show works is that people have cards in front of them and they turn them over and they read a statement that is on the card, and it might be true. It might be something that happened to them. It might be something they did, or it might be an absolute lie. And if it's a lie, they just have to improvise and run with it and try and convince everybody that it's true. And it's a real head spin because if it's true, you kind of have to go the other way and try and tell it as though it was a lie, and gets quite confusing for the people on stage. But there's also a segment where a statement is read out and everybody has to decide which one of the team that truth belongs to.
Oh, so, I like that.
Yeah, like there was one last, and there was one last night, towards the end of the night, which was someone on Pinky's team tried to board a plane to the USA with no pants on. And the audience, God bless them, all just yelled out, Pinky, as though it was just a... And I was sitting between... on my team was Stephen Curry and the doctor, Lindsay McDougal, and I just yelled back at them, why me? Why am I the one who was... Look at these two next to me. Lindsay McDougal is clearly the one who was...
Clearly.
Anyway, but then when the countdown came, I had to put my hand up and say, yes, I'm sorry, that was me.
You've got to double down on the lies. If you're caught, you've just got to keep lying until it all goes in together.
Look, what I'm worried about is after four nights, I'm going to have owned up to so many terrible things that no one will talk to me again.
Look, Pinky, it sounds absolutely amazing. I do know one thing that's absolutely true, and that's it's on at Giant Dwarf tonight, right through till Saturday at 7:30. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for chatting to us this morning.
Thanks for having me. And look, tickets are still available, and all proceeds go to the Asylum Seeker Resources Centre. So it's for a good cause.
Absolutely fantastic. Good luck with the show.
Thank you.